Our next presentation is very timely. Impacts of financial institution failures and loan defaults on the rights and obligations of landlords and tenants under commercial leases. This will be presented by Thomas Whalen, who's a shareholder at McGuire, Craddock, and Strother in Dallas. Please join me in welcoming him.
I just want to apologize to everyone for the color on the screen. My father is an Aggie.
Oh, sorry, can you pull the mic a little bit closer to you?
Is that better? All right. Sorry about that. Start over. I want to apologize to everyone for the color on your screen. Here, it's burnt orange. My father's an Aggie, but I did everything I could to make the presentation UT-friendly. It's a little washed out on the screen. This talk was conceived when we were planning this shortly after the March failure of Signature Bank, Silicon Valley Bank, and a few others. I was at an ACRL conference in South Carolina, and all of the lawyers were running about because the weekend before, those banks had failed and the FDIC had closed them all over the weekend, and their clients were calling them frantically, saying, what do we do? We have LCs that are out to these banks, and our tenants are not, if the tenants default, and in Silicon Valley, in New York, where a lot of these tenants were from, tenants had started to default already. What do we do? The bank failed, and this was before they knew that the FDIC was going to pick up the tab for the depositors. I think Netflix, for example, had $500 million on deposit at Silicon Valley Bank, and courtesy of the other banks, the Biden administration tell you no taxpayer has had to pay a thing. But the other banks in the system have had to pay higher FDIC fees to cover these losses well above the $250,000 standard amount of FDIC insurance. And then there was questions about whether these banks, which had committed to fund loans to build TI and to provide for operations of the landlords, were going to be able to finish funding those obligations so that the landlords could pay for the tenant improvements that they had agreed to provide allowances for, or that they were performing and needed the money to pay their contractors. All of this, you know, this is like followed me around like Pigpen from the time I was a lawyer, because I became a lawyer and was going to practice transactional real estate law in the immediate aftermath of the S&L crisis. So I got to do work for the FDIC, chasing bad real estate deals through bankruptcy, through foreclosure, through tenants in eviction. I've learned real estate from the bad side. And then after the financial crisis, the same thing happened. I ended up representing a number of tenant or property owners who were in default on loans. And, you know, when the folks up in New York decided they were going to get fancy about making structuring loans, and they had A notes and B notes, and the B note was going to fund the tenant improvements, and then the bank assigned the B note and the obligation to fund the B note to a hedge fund that went bankrupt in the financial crisis, and my client had committed to pay a tenant who had put $2.5 million in the space upon completion?